Geshe-la explains in Oral Instructions of Mahamudra that when we say the words I and all sentient beings until we attain enlightenment go for refuge to Buddha Dharma Sangha, when we say I, we're generating the mind of renunciation. And all sentient beings, we're generating the mind of compassion. So we need to think like this and aspire, because it's very swift. So we need to be ready before we engage in this prayer. If we're in private practice, we have time. We have time. So just even understanding when I say I, renunciation, and all sentient beings, compassion, pure causes of refuge are coming. Until we achieve enlightenment. So that's how long we're going for refuge for. We're never giving up this promise, this determination, until we attain enlightenment. All of us, every living being everywhere, has attained enlightenment. We go for refuge to Buddha Dharma Sangha. We are seeking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha throughout our life. So when we say until we attain enlightenment, it's beautiful. It goes beyond this life, life after life, until I attain enlightenment. If I don't, through following the Ganden Oral Lineage instructions, the real quick path, attain enlightenment in this life. So we're holding that promise. Geshe-la says, if we're understanding this, then if we die, when we die, we take rebirth as a human being through this practice of refuge and our moral discipline practice, that young child will still have a mind wishing to go for refuge. It's been carried through familiarity into our next life. It's beautiful. You know, so much meaning is held in one short prayer. So as I mentioned, this promise is our Mahayana refuge vow. Motivated by renunciation and compassion, it prevents us from taking lower rebirth and causes us to attain precious human rebirth, where we have the opportunity to continue our practice of highest yoga tantra until we attain enlightenment. Wonderful. So there's a lot to understand about the different ways of going for refuge. There's so much to learn. But for example, the different ways of going for refuge according to initial scope being, middling scope being, great scope being, the ordinary way and special way of going for refuge for each of those beings are all explained in our Lamrim books, such as Joyful Path of Good Fortune.